Hi, everyone. We welcome you into our studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, joined by, of course, former Eagles wide receiver, Pro Bowler, five times in a row, member of the Eagles Hall of Fame, and the radio analyst for the Eagles Radio Network. Mr. Mike Quick joins us here on day number one of Eagles camp, which we can only say a few times in the history of Mike Quick that he's here on day number one. How's your summer been?
It's real good. Yeah. I've enjoyed playing a lot of golf, and it's come to an end abruptly. It's football time, man.
Yes, it is. What are the big stories here, Mike?
Well, you know all the big stories. I think everyone is going to want to watch this passing game and see how it's going to unfold without DeSean Jackson and with all the new additions. I think it's going to be real exciting. I can't wait to see what's going to happen this season.
Much bigger, much younger group at wide receiver. You went through the whole process. What faces Jordan Matthews? What faces Josh Huff?
I think, you know, both these guys are extremely talented. The biggest thing is learning everything. And when you first start to learn the different nuances of what they have to do, the hardest part is going to be how fast everything's moving. And I know you've heard that things will slow down eventually and usually in that second season. But early on, it's going to be so hard just learning what you have to do on every play and then trying to marry that to what's happening on the other side of the ball. And that's the tough part. But I think both these guys, they've been in very good systems. And when you talk Huff, he was in Chip Kelly's system before. So I think it should come a little quicker for him, the comfort level. But looking at Matthews and the way he studies and the way he approaches the game, that's really exciting for me because I can't wait to see what this guy can do in this offense because I think it's going to add a lot, even early. I think that guy can add a lot to this offense.
And if he does add, it looks like it'll be coming from the slot position. So educate us. What does it take to become a good slot receiver in the NFL?
Well, first, you have to know defenses. So that's going to be his biggest curve, knowing the defenses and knowing what to do against those different defenses. To me, for a guy to play in the slot, he's got to be tough, he's got to be smart, and he's got to realize that when he catches the ball, he's going to get hit nearly every time. So you got to know where the hits are coming from. You got to know, as I said, defenses, and that's the biggest part of it.
Can you get enough of those different looks, the disguises, the different shades in training camp, in the preseason? Because we all know the game changes in September.
You can get enough, Dave, but you're not going to get all of them. You're going to get some new looks every week, each and every week, if you're that slot guy. Once you get comfortable and get used to one thing, they're going to throw something else at you. But in time, you'll get to see all the looks, and you'll know what's coming even before it comes in. And it's going to be exciting.
I think Jordan has gotten all the attention. Josh has kind of been under the radar a bit, which may work to his advantage in the long run. Do you have a feel for his game yet?
Do I have a feel for?
For what Josh can do.
Not really. I haven't seen enough of him. It's the start of training camp. It's during the off season. You know, they'll go through teaching the technique. They'll go through teaching the system so that guys know that. But now when they put the pads on, when it really gets into training camp, now that's when you start to separate and you start to really see what guys can do under pressure, under fire, and that's what makes guys sharp.
Jeremy Maclin has gone through every practice. He says he's great. He's comfortable. He's confident, playing at a high speed. You've come back from major injury. Jeremy's coming back from a major injury. What obstacles does he still need to get through?
Well, physically, I think he's going to be fine, but it's just a mental part of making sure that you're comfortable with the hits, you're comfortable with your leg is still is back to where you need it to be. I thought Jeremy Maclin was the feature in this offense this time last year. When they started training camp, I saw more balls, more things geared towards getting the ball to Jeremy Maclin than DeSean Jackson. That's why I think this thing is going to work the way Chip anticipated it working before last season. And the addition of all these new guys, and you didn't even mention Sproles. I think all of these things, they're just tools for Chip Kelly to just enjoy and to play with. I think he'll sit around and figure out all sorts of ways to make this offense even more dynamic than what we've seen.
I think if there's one concern that you hear people say, Mike, about the offense is that maybe vertically there's not that over-the-top threat without DeSean Jackson. A, do you believe that? And then B, do you go more horizontal rather than vertical?
DeSean Jackson is a special kind of guy. So you always have to worry about DeSean and DeSean getting over the top. But if you get Macklin over the top, or if you get Matthews over the top a couple of times, then that's going to strike fear in the defense, and you're going to have the same threat. Yeah, DeSean was that guy that could do it every single time, and always you're worried about that. But it only takes two or three times for one of these other guys to get over the top for that to be a major concern on the defensive side. So I don't see that as a big issue.
Nick Foles, year number three, what do you want to see?
Oh, I just want to see more of the same. You know, if Nick can hold on to what he did last year, not saying that you throw for 29 touchdowns and three interceptions, but just play the way he played. You know, I love his approach from play to play, from day to day. I love that approach. And if he can hold on to that and this offense do close to what they did last year, because I think the defense is going to be a lot better this year, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we got a long way to go between now and September 7th. Mike, we'll check back in with you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Anytime.
Enjoy training camp. Mike Quick here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.